This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. And we're taking a look at some of the latest scientific discoveries from around the world, starting in the Amazon, Kat.
Now, you may not be familiar with the name Euclid, but you're probably familiar with his ideas. More than 2,000 years ago in ancient Greece, Euclid laid down the foundations of basic geometry, such as the idea that two parallel lines never cross and that the angles inside a triangle always add up to a constant number. Know what that is, Chris?
Let me think. 180 degrees.
Yeah, well done. Have a biscuit. Many of us will have learnt these basic principles of geometry at school, although some philosophers have suggested that we actually get most of our grasp of geometry from looking at the world around us and moving around in it. Say, for example, by figuring out that the shortest way home is a straight line rather than a curved or a wiggly one. Now, to find out whether this idea is correct, some French psychologists took a field trip to the Amazon, which is nice for them, to find out how well the Mundurucu, I think that's how you pronounce it, they're a tribe of indigenous people who've got no formal schooling in maths, how they grasp the principles of Euclidean geometry.
And how did they do that?
Well, the researchers developed a series of tasks for adults and children from the tribe, and they asked them about lines drawn on a flat surface or on a sphere. So, for example, they asked them whether lines could be drawn between two points on the surface, or whether parallel or non-parallel lines would ever cross. And to set the scene, they explained that the points were villages and the lines were paths between the two. So that's a concept that these tribesmen are very familiar with because they're experts at navigating around their landscape. Now, they also asked them to estimate the third angle in an incomplete triangle to see whether the Mundurucu people understood that the angles inside a triangle always add up to a constant number.
And that's something that half of students doing GCSE can't do. How did they get on?
Well, actually, they did really, really well. As well, in fact, as either French or American adults or children given the same tasks who would have had a formal education in geometry. Now, this suggests that just figuring out your environment and learning how to get from place to place within it gives you a pretty good grounding in Euclidean principles without having to learn about it in the classroom. But intriguingly, when researchers tested very young children, say aged 5 to 6, they found that their grasp of geometry was a bit shakier. They had some of it right, but they hadn't quite figured it all out. So overall, it looks like we do have an intuitive grasp of some of the principles of basic geometry, and this is shaped by our learning and our interactions with the world around us as we grow up.
And the bottom line being, we should therefore, what, stop doing geometry at school?
Bad luck? No. obviously, maths lessons do teach you a lot more than just these basics about lines and points and triangles. But it does tell us that actually we develop a lot of our sense of geometry through our experience of the world around us, and that that fits in with what Euclid worked out. So maybe there's a better way of teaching geometry and maths. Who knows? But what's still not explained is that the researchers found that the Mundurucu, as well as the French and American people they tested, they can understand concepts that are outside of the sphere of what you've actually physically experienced, of what you've seen or what you've done. So in fact, there's some way that we're building our own theory of geometry that is outside our own experience, rather than just learning about it through a textbook. So that's something that needs exploring.
Well, it's a bit like the guy who said he was watching his dog run along the shoreline while he threw sticks into the sea. And he did a little experiment and showed that the dog always took the shortest route to get to the stick. And that was either running along the shore the right distance until it was directly adjacent to the stick in the water, because it knew that to run along the shore was easier, but then swimming through the water, if it got directly adjacent to the stick, was going to minimise the workload on the dog. So obviously even a more primitive animal has the right sort of neurological model for doing these sorts of calculations.
Oh yeah, dogs do trigonometry. I've seen dogs chasing squirrels, and they know where the squirrel's going to be when they hit it.
Up a tree, usually.
Yeah.
I wonder, just on the subject of these interesting tribes that are in the Amazon, there's actually a paper that came out this week. It's in the journal Language and Cognition from a University of Portsmouth researcher called Chris Sinha. I've only seen a brief overview of this, but what they were doing was studying this group called the Amondawa people. This is a tribe that actually have no concept, it would appear, in their language for time. There are no words for instance, day, week, month, year, or even the word time, and they just talk in terms of the division between day and night and the fact that there's a rainy season and a dry season. I would have thought that time would have been one of the fundamental things we would also, like your geometry story, have some kind of sort of innate understanding of.
Yeah, at least even like lunchtime or tea time. Maybe they just go stuff that's happening now, stuff that's happened before, and stuff that's happening in the future. It'd be really interesting to see that paper.
Intriguingly, they also, when they grow older, they change their names. So when a newborn comes along, the child who's the currently incumbent newborn becomes the more senior child and changes its name and gives its name to the newborn. It's quite intriguing, isn't it? So you always have a new name. I wonder how they keep track of that.
Confusing.
Certainly is.